Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning today's shir in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph. We are up to Sif Yud Gimel. We are on page 96. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud Gimel, Tzarech lishtos mikol shel kiddush k'melo lugmav. A person needs to drink from the cup of the kiddush a melo lugmav, a cheekful, a mouthful. Tehainu kol sheyesal kenu letzad echer bepiv. That means to say that if he moves all the liquid over to one side of his mouth, v'yeroem melo lugmav, and it'll look like his cheeks are full. V'hu rubo shel revias, the shir of a melo lugmav is the majority of a revias, which of course a revias is a revias halug. So it's the majority of a fourth of a lug. Says the Mishabura Sekotan Samadalat Tzorech Lishtos, V'im lav lo yotza, this is ma'akev, you must drink this amount to be yotze kiddush. If you drink less than a melalugmav, you are not yotze. Sivkotan samechei k'melalugmav, deba'inan shir chashuv. Where does the amount of a melalugmav come from? Zakta mishabura, because we need to have a chashuv shir. Shetis yashiv daito al yedeze. That a person is given yishav adas through that. And that is why the shir of the iser of kares on Yom Kippur for drinking is if you drink up to the shir of a melalugmav, because that takes you out of inui and that gives you yishav adas. If you look in the Shaar Tzion and Osam Echei, he writes that this reason of the shir chashav is brought down in Tosos and Yuma, ul hayesh omrin de sif yudalid. And according to the yesh omrin that we'll see next time in sif yudalid, de shtias kolam mesubim mitzdarfen le melalugmav, that all the people that are sitting there together for the kiddush can join together to drink the shir of a melalugmav. So al korcha taima achrina, you have to say against your will that there's another svara of why we need the shir of melalugmav. The chachamenu zal cholku kavod l'kol shel chova. That's because Chazal designated a special kavod for a kol shel chova. The yitzdarich melalugmav dafka, that it needs a melalugmav. So according to that Yesh Omrin that says over there that everyone could join together, the svara and requiring a melugmav is tam chashivus in the coast, that a melugmav was drank from the coast, but lav dafka from one person. But over here, from Tosas and Yuma, the Mishabura brings down that we need a person who's making kiddush to drink a shir chashuv that will have yishav adas. Sivkotan samach vav, dahainu. This is going on that which the Mechaber said, Umlalugmav, Hainu She Kol She Yisalkenu Letzad Echa B'Piv Yira Umlalugmav. Rotzalomar means to say, V'lo Ba'inan Shehem Malo Piv Mamish Mishnei Atzadim. We don't need the person to have drank a full mouthful from both sides. It's enough that he moves the liquid to one side and it looks like both cheeks are full. Sivkatan Samach Zayin, the Mechaber said, V'hu Rubo Shel Revias, the amount of Malugav is a Rubo Shel Revias, V'shir Zayin. Sakta Mishabura, this shear of a melalugmav is going to be the shear, even if the coast that you're making kiddush on is very large and it holds many revi'os. It's not just that if the coast has a revi'os, you're drinking a melalugmav, which is the rov revi'os, which in that case is rov coast. Even if a person has a very large coast that has six revi'os, still all he has to drink is a melalugmav. Why is this being mentioned over here? So if you look in the Shaar Tzion and Samach Vav, he writes, Alafilu lahamachmirin lakamon besimen tof ayin beisiv tes. That's because in Halas Pesach, when it comes to Dal Kosas, there is a shita that says, you always need rov coast, no matter how large the coast is. Debikan hashir melalugmav shel ha'odom lukuli alma velo lefi ha'kos. So the Chavos Chaim over here, the shir is specifically a mouthful of the person who is drinking according to everyone, and it does not go according to the size of the coast. V'chein muchal behedya b'ran perek ari psochel nivramasul en tom ayin sham, and that is clear explicitly from the Ran in Arvei Pesachim. And in note 68, he just points out a little more. Hainu sha'af l'das ha'rishonim ha'sobrim sh'ashir sh'tiyas arbakosos hu rov kos dafka. Even according to the Rishonim that hold by the arbakosos by Pesach, you need to have specifically rov kos. V'afilu imazika ha'kos kamer vi'ios. Even if the kos is very large, you still must drink a rov kos. Mikomokom l'gavi kos shel kiddush. Still, when it comes to a regular kos of kiddush, mevur b'gemara shom she'ashir hum lalugmav. The shear of a kos of kiddush when it's not the dal kosos im lalugav v'imkain lukuyam lotzar lishos yosim yishirzeh. And therefore, according to everyone, you would not need to drink more than that shear. Continues the mishabura vayter in sekatan samaches. The shear of the lalugmav is ruba shoravias. Hainu ba'adam beinoni matzik shi'ur alkach. We're talking about an average-sized person, so his mouthful, his mlalugmav, will be the majority of a revius. Ava ba'adam gadol biyoser, but a person who is very big, misharinun k'mlalugmav didei lefi gadlog. We go according to his size. Whatever your size is, whatever your mlalugmav is, that's what you'd have to drink. A person who is a regular average-sized person could assume it's a rov revius. Someone who is much bigger, so then he has to measure and see what his shear of a mlalugmav is. Umikomakom loboy lishtos feimer revius. However, no matter how big a person is, and no matter how large his mouth is, a person will never need to drink for Kiddush more than the size of a full revius. Vidan, you should know. The sheer revius who kimat melosh de klipos mi beitza beinonishal tanagolas. The sheer of a revius is basically two shells that are full from the egg of an average size tanagolas. So it's average size eggs from a tanagolas. If you fill up the shell of two of those average size eggs, that is a shear of a revius. For who shear beitzu umechza ima klipa? That was if you're measuring it without the shell, just you're filling up the shell inside, which equals the shear of an egg and a half if you're counting the shell in the measurement. De log hu shisha beitzim, because a log is six eggs, kadeisa b'gemara, like the Gemara says. So if a log is six eggs, so a quarter of a log is a quarter of six, which is 1.5 eggs. So therefore the measurement is either filling up the shell of two average size eggs of a tanagolas, or if you're counting the shells together with the inside, so it would be the size of 1.5 eggs. However, there are those who are very machmir when it comes to shiurim, and they prove the habetzim niskatnu bizmanenu, that eggs have gotten smaller in our days, to half the size that it was in the days of the Gemara. And therefore, shiur revius hu bekeflayim, according to them, the shiur revius is actually double what we just mentioned. And another major nafkamina lagabi this discussion will be the size of a kezayis, which is a chatzi beitza by the Seder, and that's why we are very machmir when it comes to eating at least the first kezayis by the Seder, to have the larger side zayis based on the shitas that hold, that the eggs have gotten smaller, so half the size of an egg is double what it used to be. Kemavur b'simin top pevav, like it's explained later on in Hilchos Pesach. The ayin b'bir alocha mashikasadu b'nyanzeh, look what we wrote in the bir alocha l'gabi this topic. D'nochon lochush l'divreyam l'inyan kiddush alayla. And that is that it's proper to be concerned for this more machmir shita when it comes to the kiddush made at night, because although the wine we hold is not daraisa, but l'maisa the kiddush is daraisa, even if you heard kiddush in idavin mariv, in which case your kiddush on the rabbanim, but it's shayach again to a daraisa, and therefore one should be machmir with the larger shir revias at kiddush Friday night. The alcohol upon him, yur l'chadchilo sheyasek hakos kishnei beitzim. At the very least, one should see to it l'chadchilo that the kos he uses holds two eggs worth. V'hashtia afsha kos gadol, and the drinking, even though the kos is large, da'i sheyishtek mulalugmav didei, it's enough that he drinks a mulalugmav of himself. V'da'od, you should know further, da'ashir shom lalugmav tzarech lishtos b'lihesek harbe mintayim. Till now, we're discussing the amount that one must drink. Now we're going to discuss the time frame in which it must be drunk. And that is the mlalugma must be drunk in a shear of tzarech lishtos b'li hesek harivinan. It can't be a long break in the middle of the drinking. The hainu, that means to say, shlo yishen mitchila shtia rishona atzov shtia achrona yosem mechdei shtias revius. One cannot pause from the beginning of his first drinking until the end of his last drinking, which will be the shear of a mlalugmav, the amount of time it takes to drink a revius. Now in note 74, he points out, b'shir zman shtias revius, What is the time it takes to drink a Revius? The Shaaret Zion says earlier in Siman Reish Yud, Shenimdad Lefi HaDeros Shevni Adam Shosim. It's measured based on the way people normally drink. Sheinam Shosim Es Kol HaKos VeBasachas. They don't drink normally a Kos of Revius in one shot. El B'Shnei Pa'amim, rather at two times. Shehim Midas Derech Eretz. That is the normal measure of Derech Eretz. And therefore over here also, when you're drinking the Malugmav, it would have to be drank within the time frame of Kedei Shtias Revius. The Zalta Mishnah Berurah back in the second line on page Memtes, the alcohol upon him at the very least, lo yafsig zman rav kedei achilas pras, if it's not going to be drank as quickly as kedei shtias revius, you should see to it at the very least that you should not pause longer than kedei achilas pras, which is a longer time frame than kedei shtias revius. The inhisig bedei achilas pras, and if you did pause in the middle of your drinking of your melolugmov, the time it takes to eat half a loaf of bread, kedei achilas pras, after bidyevet lo yotze, even bidyevet you are not yotze. So the same way we saw before, that it's ma'akev to drink the shir of a melugmav, it's also ma'akev the shir. Ideally you should drink it within the time it takes to drink a revius, but at the very least it should be drank within the time of kedei achilas pras. V'tzorokli zor b'zekesh mekadish b'shachros ayayin saraf, zogtem b'shabura. One has to be careful about this when he makes kiddush Shabbos morning on whiskey, sha'oz matzuri li, because there it's common to have a stumbling block over there, because most people are not downing a full melolugmav within such a short span of time. If one is making kiddush on whiskey, so one has to make sure he drinks some melolugmav at least within kedei achilas pras. We'll stop here and continue mitzvah Hashem next time with Sif Yud Daled.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.